Metal has always been about rebellion, about finding beauty in distortion. But somewhere along the way, a myth took root that this sound, this fury, this art form wasn't ours. This week, we're breaking that myth. Welcome to Under a Black Sun, a journey through the worlds black artists built in metal. From the soulful roar of Seven Dust to the ritual fire of zeal and ardor, this is music that screams back at history. So plug in, turn up, and remember, every scream has a story. Welcome back to Sounds of the Diaspora, celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders. How about we get right into it with some Seven Dust and their song, Black, only on 101.9 CFRC. We'll be right back. That was Seven Dust with Black, a track that doesn't just hit hard, it means something. Lajuan Witherspoon once said that song was about being proud of who you are, about identity through sound. That groove, that grit, that's what happens when soul meets distortion. Up next, one of the bands that proved technical mastery and politics could coexist on stage, Living Color. We have Cult of Personality up next on 101.9 CFRC.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
That song never gets old. Cult of Personality showed the whole generation that black musicians could own virtuosity and intensity in rock and metal. Vernon Reed's guitar playing, that's church and chaos at once. But metal didn't stop there. It got darker, deeper, stranger. It became a language of ritual and resistance. Listen close, and you can almost hear the ghost singing. This next one comes from Zeal and Ardor, where black metal meets the spirituals of the enslaved. It's haunting, it's sacred, it's defiant set to distortion. Up next, Zeal and Ardor with their song, Götterdämmerung. Of the oppressed and fused them with black metal's fury, and somehow it feels holy. Now let's turn to raw aggression, the kind that doesn't need any mysticism, just precision. Terrence Hobbs and Suffocation helped define death metal's brutal sound. If Zeal and Ardor are the seance, Suffocation are the storm. Up next, Pierced from Within.
Deepest
right there is violence in motion, the kind that becomes art. Terrence Hobbs once said his guitar playing was about capturing controlled chaos. And that's the thread we're following tonight. From control to chaos, from fear to freedom. And it's a new generation that's taken that energy and made it their own. These artists don't just scream, they build. Up next is Fire from the Gods with Right Now, where the political meets the personal. And after that will be Chains of Humanity by God Forbid.
What's up? It's Pickles. Leave a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Hey, it's Nate, co-producer of this year's CFRC Live Sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music? Do you love supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed. Help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today. Visit CFRC.ca.
Those songs we just heard, they hit less like songs in themselves, but more like manifestos. Right now, as in not later, it's metal for the moment, for survival. And speaking of survival, let's talk about Diamond Rowe with Tetrarch. Watching her play is like watching electricity take human form. She's one of the few black women leading a metal band on the international stage, and she does it with style and precision that cuts through everything. This next one, Live, Not Fantasize, is about breaking cycles, confronting your own darkness, and coming out stronger, scars and all. Diamond once said that metal is her therapy, her way of carving out space in a world that rarely offers it. That's the truth for a lot of these artists. Metal isn't escape, it's confrontation. That same energy fuels Straight Line Stitch, fronted by Alexis Brown, whose scream carries the weight of everything unspoken. If you've ever wanted to hear what catharsis sounds like, this is it. Conversion. feel it by now. The way this music holds grief and fury in the same breath. These artists don't just perform metal, they transform it. Which brings us to Oceans of Slumber. Cammie Gilbert's voice doesn't scream, it aches. She sings like someone standing in the ruins of something sacred, building beauty out of the wreckage. Her band proves that heavy music can be slow, feminine, mournful, and still hit harder than 1,000 riffs. This final track is the sound of endurance, the quiet fire that keeps burning after the war. This is The Banished Heart.
This dark winding road, a long path ahead. A sound in the distance of light escaping through the haze of silhouette. A glimpse of reality, only leading to nothing but no light.
Said forever, dying mean forever. I'm really bothered by how these days, I'm sure you know what I mean, it's like everything is politicized. It's like, you know, yes. Everything is political. But one of the things is said that I found very, very unique when I got into suffocation, I'm trying to think historically, there's not really a lot of black guys in heavy metal. Like, I can think of sort of, you know, Bad Brains, Living Color, God Forbid was another band that I was really into. Yeah. But like between you and Mike, when Suffo came out, I was like, black guys in heavy metal, how did you guys get into it? And also, I guess the next extension of that is, you know, you listen to it, but why aren't there more black guys who just, it's all rap. Why doesn't anyone like heavy metal?
I don't know. I think that they're out there. Don't think that they're not. I just think that a lot of them haven't had a time or chance or a band that people have taken notice to say, hey, there's a black guy in the band. You know, like you look at Olden too, they had a black guy in the band. You look at Hyrax.
Alex, Howard from Killswitch.
Howard from Killswitch. You know, you look at Cyclone Temple, another band from Chicago, they had a black guy. Oceano has a black guy. Lang Chi has a black guy. So there's bands out there that have black guys in Jesus Peace, another band from Philadelphia out here, black guy in the band. Volvedinha from South Africa, black guy in the band. So there are all the brothers are out there, man. You know, they're making heavy shit. No, they're not. They may not be playing hockey that much, but they're still out there. And, you know, I think for us, the time and place, it was just an oddball thing that, you know, we just, like me, I happened to just pick up a guitar when I was like, you know, 10 or 11 years old. And by 13, everything I wanted to do was just play a guitar. So I locked myself in a room and was just listening to things that had guitar. It wasn't like dance music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was heavy. And then when we were in high school and, you know, me and Frank and Mike Smith and Doug Cerrito, and we were playing a battle of the bands, and like, you know, we all wanted to play heavy music. It was just, for us, it was just, that's what we wanted to do. It didn't matter about color or anything, you know? And I mean, for Roadrunner, you know, back at the time, Nuclear Blast, Relapse, I mean, I was happy that they didn't really, that they paid attention to us, even though it was that way, because we never knew if it was gonna be like, are we gonna get signed? Are they gonna look at us like we're fucking shot, you know? You got the one black guy in the band or the one black guy in the band or something, you know? We just never knew how anybody was gonna take it. And we were very fortunate to not really have any of those problems other than them just wanting to drop us.
Metal has always been a mirror. It reflects the ugliest parts of us and somehow turns them into beauty. And tonight, we've seen what happens when that mirror finally shows the faces it left out. These artists, from Seven Dust to Zeal and Ardor, from Suffocation to Oceans of Slumber, are proof that blackness isn't an anomaly in metal. It's the pulse, the origin, the steel itself. The truth is simple. We've always been here. We've been screaming into the void since the world started closing in. This has been Sounds of the Diaspora, celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders. I've been your host, Jaden, signing off. Until next time.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we are pleased to present a selection from Kingston rapper Dupel's newest mixtape, 2K Till Infinity, The Book of Carcosa, the first chapter in his 2K Till Infinity series. At a crossroads with his past, Dupel delivers a cinematic, story-driven project that dives into grief, depression, the music industry, and the dream of making it big while collaborating with other local artists to create new essential art for anyone following Kingston's rap scene. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream 2K Till Infinity, The Book of Carcosa by Dupel on your favorite platforms, and enjoy a selection from it here called The Pursuit of Infinity right now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity and everything that's real to me might just be the end of me, ba pursuit of infinity, even if it's killing me, consequences getting me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity, and everything that's building me might just be the enemy, baby. Let it burn, let it burn, even if it put my eyes into us. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, tell the city is my turn.
Compassion, he was the sunshine, he was every cool thing all at one time. Too dope to describe to someone who ain't know him. He was my friend, he was my teacher, now I'm ruined. He was 14 and I was 15. We were just kids, I wore my shit clean. Everything he was, I wanted to try to be it. The funniest dude, most creative, he ain't see it like I did. That potential, he couldn't hide it. On field trips, whipping up beats, our friends smiling. Hallway freestyles, ain't nothing but memes. Still I can hear his depression, how he mused about things. He taught me how to trip. Lord knows I regret it. His exploration led to his death. I'm scared I fed it. His search for what lies beyond their mind for the fame. Hell shared pain remain. I'm sacrificing in the flames.
I'm on the pursuit of infinity. Even if it's killing me, consequences hitting me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity, and everything that's real to me might just be the enemy, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity, even if it's killing me, consequences hitting me, baby. I'm on the pursuit of infinity, and everything that's real to me might just be the enemy, baby. Let it burn, let it burn.
In high school when shit was mellow, just a little weed, knew this dude since grade one. Gifted student athlete, yeah, the same one. Linked with some dudes dealing to get his name up. Dapping at the pickup, my plugs, my day one. He say he getting rich trapping and I ain't saying nothing. He got some cane up, selling insane stuff. Left athletics, ditching school at the mall. His grades flopped, did whatever. Selling done got a status, then he botched a robbery and got charged trying to traffic. His younger brother followed in his footsteps, dudes in Lindsay, then he's out in our house. Started tasting on that Whitney. Homies in and out of prison, reignited addictions. Tried to rob the store I worked at, and he was tripping. Thought about reaching out, but I was scared he was gone. So he went back to jail, his brother died, and that's the song. Fuck!
Them like you. I made the